A Jewish journal article. A map without lines. A poem for Parsha Matot Masay. For the western boundary you shall have the coast of the great sea, that shall serve as your western boundary. Numbers chapter 34 verse 6. I have a mixed relationship with maps. On the one hand, like many people of my gender, I can gaze at one for hours, fantasizing about being in the exact spot where one place becomes another. Have you ever been to the Four Corners Monument where four American states touch each other? I hear if you position yourself just right, you can be in all four of them at once. Amazing. I don't like when the lines become possessive. When someone on one side of a border feels more entitled to food and safety than someone on the other, it reminds me how artificial these lines are. Ages ago in text which is not archaeologically provable, we were told to cross a line, take everything there was on the other side, and driving out everyone there. I'm not into driving out people. I wonder if this instruction really came from on high or if some folks at the top were practicing Jusifest destiny. When you're a poet, you're allowed to make up words. On the other hand, we all come with two, no matter which side of the line we're from, it seems like ever since we crossed that border. One person or another has been trying to push us into the sea. I don't get how, despite what's written down in our oldest text, every human has breath and blood in common. I've got a map of the world hanging in the other room. There's a pin in it for every place I've been. All the empty spaces are where I'd like to go. I hope they receive me like I'm one of them.